Deadly attacks against Iraqi security forces have marred the second day of campaigning for upcoming general elections. Bombings in the northern provinces of Kirkuk, Nineveh, and Wasit killed over a dozen security personnel. Violence across Iraq is at its highest level since 2008, fueling security concerns in the run-up to the polls due on the 30th of April. No single bloc is expected to win a majority of seats in the Council of Representatives. But Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's State of Law Alliance is widely seen as the front runner. Well, to discuss that further, now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University, and he's now joining us live now from Washington. Professor Mikhail, thanks very much for joining us. How do you assess all of this violence that we're seeing in the lead up to these Iraqi elections? How do you think that they'll influence the outcome of those elections?
It is a dangerous phenomenon, but there are two preconditions here. First, it will escalate as the election time nears, and also it should not be disruptive of the elections. The most important thing is that the Iraqi elections should take place. Yes, there will be a number of casualties, but it should not be mortgaged to the attitudes of some terror groups. The other thing is that it should not also decide the outcome in terms of, like, say, whom to blame and whom is not to be blamed. It should be totally divorced from the political realities that Iraq will witness soon holding the elections. This is in itself is a triumph, and terrorism could not thwart it.
So then, you know, a lot of people, Professor, blame the Iraqi government, the current Iraqi government, that is, of Nouri al-Maliki, for this security situation. How much blame do you think he should be shouldering? But you have, of course, also mentioned many of the terrorist groups. So, you know, how much blame should the sponsors of those terrorist groups shoulder as well?
Definitely. I mean, the balance or the blame should tilt toward those who are perpetrating and executing these terror missions. This is something dangerous. In fact, the Iraqi armed forces should get a great deal of credit for their growing discipline, for their professionalism, and also for the sacrifices. It is not just simple to sacrifice the lives of military personnel and the police personnel because they are protecting others. We have to be cognizant of that degree of sacrifice. So I think Iraq now is developing a force that could be capable of striking back. Of course, we would like that in Iraq there should be more deterrence, so these terror attacks should not happen in the first place. But I will never blame the Iraqi armed forces. I will never blame or cast doubt on the growing capabilities of the Iraqi police. They are doing their missions. They are making sacrifices. We as analysts have to appreciate this and do not talk from ivory towers about what should be done.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us as always. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail speaking to us live from Washington.